Ground at 22 minutes to 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. We're chatting with Chapman. Barry Chapman, the plumbing boss, is in the house a little later than regular, but you've been on an exciting Zoom call.
Yes, yeah, it's been quite fantastic. We had the group from the Institute of Plumbing South Africa, myself being a member of that group, and the Institute of Plumbing South Africa was approached by a manufacturer for a new heating source into South Africa. So it's the IHP heat pump geyser combo. Comes in 200 liter 300 liter, and one of the guys that I work with from IOPSA, communicate with them quite a bit, he's got a sample unit that's been installed at his house for four people, and two adults, two children, and they are achieving their hot water requirements at an amazing just over five rands worth of electricity a day to heat their water up.
Wow. Wow. So what's the catch? Because it sounds like it's almost a no-brainer.
Well, obviously there's a cost implication in it. They with any technology, they are a little more expensive. But they're nowhere near more expensive than the other integrated units that are on the market. The joy about this particular one and the manufacturer is they've approached the Institute of Plumbing South Africa directly and asked them to get their members trained up and accredited to install their system, so their guarantee and everything stays in place and the unit gets installed correctly, which is a big thing. So you've got to have a heat pump installation designation, saying that you've been trained to install heat pumps, and then they're doing another training course on top of that for you to be able to install the IHP heat pump, which is quite exciting. So that's next week, a little bit of new tech in the market, especially when it comes to hot water heating. It's such a great thing, and it's, you know, standard conventional geyser is 40% of your household's electrical consumption.
So now, this is a geyser, right? It yes. holds water like a geyser,
yeah.
Not like a water heater that just allows water to pass through it to a hot element sort of thing, I presume.
Yeah, so it's got a storage vessel in it, and then it has a network of pipes around it for the heat exchanger, and then it has a compressor on the top of it that draws an amazingly small amount of electricity to do what it needs to do to make make hot water. So, from my side, just the brief description and the explanation that we got from the manufacturers is very exciting.
Wow. And when do you suppose you might be able to actually physically demo a unit or try one out or buy them? When will they be commercially available?
So they're available currently. There's a couple of hardwares in their online store as well. And there's a very small network of registered installers at the moment. Unfortunately, no one in this area. So I'll be jumping on that bandwagon, and I'm pretty confident that once the training's done, it's just a one-day training just to understand their particular system, because we've already got all the other knowledge from heat pump installations and how they're supposed to be installed. So I would imagine end of next week.
Soon as that, hey? Mm. Good news.
Yeah.
Very good news. Well, anything that does the job with a cost-saving element to it, particularly when it comes to electricity, is going to be, I think, extremely hot property going forward. But it seems like we've kind of almost got used to the fact that the lights have been on for a while. a thing, you know. We as soon as the crisis, immediate crisis, is off, we tend to go back into kind of, well, right, there it is. Yeah, we'll watch.
Yeah, well, so
the bouncing ball closely.
So from through the presentation, one of the key things that I absorbed quite well was, from a purchase price of a 200-liter unit and a purchase price of a standard 200-liter geyser, you will pay off the difference that you have to pay in on this heat pump combo unit within 15 months.
Oh, really?
From your savings that you make in your electricity from a standard electrical geyser, which is a unbelievably fast payback
period. It's much faster than the solar panels repay, which is generally, I think, a 10-year calculation.
Yeah.
So that is good.
That's so the lovely thing with this as well, because it's such a small power consumer, it can be put onto your solar backup system, can run off of your batteries. So very, very exciting. A lot more to hear about it. There's apparently a control app associated to it as well. So you'll be able to get in, set timers, set your temperatures, and monitor its consumption as well.
Wow. You know, these are the things that sound fantastic, but to the average consumer, it's a bit like, you know, the high-tech cell phone that you've now got a mini computer in your pocket with all the functions that you can wish for, but, I mean, do we use them? I've often thought when you can control a geyser remotely from your cell phone, very clever people, I'm sure, are going to get huge benefit from it. Guys like me are just going to turn the thing off or program it wrong, and ultimately it'll be more of a pain, so we'll just leave it on.
No, well, I mean, going back to that, so I've recently started installing, so like the last 6 months odd, there's a device on the market called the Geyser Waller, and it piggybacks onto another geyser system. And this now allows you to be able to remotely access and control your geyser. So, for example, have a client's house down on the beach. They live in Joburg. They have two geysers in their house, but they don't want the geysers to be running all the time. But they want to come down on holiday and arrive at 7 o'clock at night and be able to jump into a hot shower. So they now have the mobile app capabilities to pop onto it, turn their geysers on, set the temperature they want. And when there's a mode on it as well, where you can set the mode and you can go, occupying the property now, put it on timer mode. I'm going to have my kitchen geyser turned on to 60 degrees for 1 hour a day, just because it's only being used for the kitchen sink. So I just want to make sure I've got hot water in the kitchen sink. And then the other geyser that services the two bathrooms, that geyser goes on for an hour in the morning, a little top up in the middle of the day if needed, if you've got people at home or you're on a holiday, and then an hour, hour and a half in the afternoon. And you will be mind blown just by putting a timer
on
an ordinary geyser, just a geyser timer on an ordinary geyser, how much money you save.
Gee.
Because you're not heating water 24 hours a day.
So is this something that can be fitted to any geyser?
100%. Any conventional electric geyser, this can be retrofitted onto it.
And what sort of cost are we looking at?
It's in the region of about R4,500. With it being plumbing and electrical installation, you've got to get both trades involved. You need to be able to have access to your original COC so that we can get the electrician that comes with us onto site to give an addendum COC or a supplementary COC for that installation. And then I come and set up the whole app and everything on your phone, and you can share that app with your whole family. So everybody can go in and go and turn it on, turn it off.
Oh, I can imagine the practical jokes being played. But it sounds like something to investigate, absolutely. And it's currently available?
Yes, yeah.
Always interesting information from the world of plumbing with our plumbing boss, Barry Chapman. And Barry, well, that's kind of wraps it up for today. We're a little bit shorter than regular, but tempus fugit, as they say. And, well, look forward to catching up in a week's time for more exciting news from the world.
Yeah, well, I think this little session may have been short, but it was quite informative and very exciting,
yeah.
at least for me and those interested in the hot water in their house.
Absolutely. And if you've just joined us and you're wondering what it was that was so exciting, well, listen, it's going up as a podcast shortly. You'll be able to catch up on the afternoon show. Look for Barry Chapman's gorgeous shirt that calls himself the Big Umnumzahn, eh? Barry, that means...
the big boss.
Well, you know what, there are various translations that one could play with. But it's always a pleasure to be chatting to Barry on a Shul's Day. We look forward to catching up in a week's time for more.
Thank you very much.
And the afternoon show continues.